Hi, CCM Life Center family and friends. It's been a minute since I was behind the camera doing an encouraging word. I meant to continue to do it weekly when I stopped doing it daily, but here it is. I'm just gonna begin to start doing that as I had planned to. It's hard to believe. It's almost been a year since we started doing the encouraging word, and since Corona hit, and back in the day when we didn't know anything, and we were trying to give out information as we knew it and as we got it, and trying to stay in touch with our members and with our friends and family. So much has happened, and we know so much more, and hopefully we're at the end of or near the end of this coronavirus, COVID-19, all this madness that has taken place. I hope that you fared well, and that your family is well, and that you're healthy and ready to move forward as we are. We're ready to move forward. Our life here at ICCM Life Center changed drastically as we had to find new ways, new avenues, got open doors for us to feed people on a daily basis during this time, and to do street ministry every day. We have continued to do those things, and we have a great support team around us. We have a great leadership that has helped us to do the things and accomplish the things that we set out to do. We have a great Friday night street team, as so many more have came on to join us and to begin to repair the walls that have been broken. The only way those walls get repaired is when we begin to work together, when we, no matter what gender, what race, come together and work together. And that's what we're beginning to see. And I believe God is on the move, and God is about to pour out his spirit. And we also are coming almost to the anniversary of George Floyd, and definitely, the case is coming up, and wherever you stand on that, we might have to just agree to disagree, but the important thing is, no matter what our view is on it, that if we love the Lord, that there is no boundaries, and there is no walls, and there is no this side and that side, white side, black side. There's only one side. And that's the Jesus side, and that's the side that I'm on. And even if we don't agree, I still love you and appreciate you and feel we can all still grow from each other and help one another. So I'm going to be doing the encouraging word once a week, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. I appreciate your comments, your whatever it is that you want to say, anything that you want to encourage me with or not. I'm open, but I just wanted to close with this. If you know Charlie Mack, you know he's always has this proclamation that he says, and so it's a proclamation that I read 20-something years ago, probably when I first met Charlie. I preached on it, and it's something that stuck with him. And so I'm just going to read it, and this is what it says. I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, or back away. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed vision, mundane talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience, lifted by prayer, and labored by power. My face is set, my gate is fast, my goal is the kingdom of heaven, my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companions few, my guide reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up. Okay, there's Charlie Mack. until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till I'll know, and work till he stops me. And when he comes back to get us, he will have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear. And that's my prayer for all of us as we enter into this 2021, and I believe into the end times. We're end time warriors, and there is no room for mediocrity, and there is no room to meander on the left or the right. There's only room to press in with our Lord and our Jesus, our God, and to go after him with everything we got. The word tells us that in the end times that many will be dissuaded, that they will fall away from the faith. And my prayer is that that won't be any of us, because we are going to give it all we got. And that's what my encouraging words are going to be. Words to encourage us as saints, words to encourage us as warriors, words to encourage us as overcomers, realizing and recognizing that we're more than conquerors. So ICCM family, friends, my hope is that you're going to watch, that you're going to share it, that you're going to get the word out, that we're all going to grow together. And anyway, I look forward to being back in your houses, your homes, your workplace, wherever it is that you're watching. And God bless you. I love you. And till next time.